DJI OM4 Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. DJI has been making drones for more than 10 years. They are the industry leader in drone production and design, with some of the best quality products on the market. The OM4 is DJI's latest version, which promises to be one of their best units yet. In this article, Lucid Cam will cover all of the features that make this DJI worth it for you to buy. DJI OM4 Reviews. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=th1duo4canvia. DJI Osmo Mobile 4 price. DJI OM4 price, $149 per PS, $139 per astronomical unit, $239 includes accessories. It does not come with an accessory, so it has a higher price. The DJI OM4 is a fantastic gimbal just like the Osmo Mobile 3. The price is higher to get a magnetic attachment system, which seems like a great idea but maybe more work than it's worth. DJI OM4, abbreviated DJI OM4, was launched Wednesday, August 26. You can purchase it now from DJI's online store and other retailers partners such as B&H Photo and Moment, USA, and WEX, UK. The Moment also offers gimbal counterweights that can be used with larger smartphone filters and lenses. Specifications. Unfolded, 276x119.6x103.6mm folded dimensions, 163x99.5x46.5mm 390g without clamp or ring, 423g with magnetic clasp, 2450mAh battery, USB-C charging. Operating time, 15 hours 2.5 hours to fully charge the charger, with 10W, Bluetooth LE 5.0. DJI upgraded the internal motor of the gimbal, which allows the gimbal arm to handle larger, heavier phones. Three-axis motorized smartphone gimbal that includes several tweaks from the previous models, including a stronger motor. Pros. Affordable battery life is excellent. The magnetic mount makes it simple to switch between smartphones. Convenient, secure magnetic clamp. Advanced features. Cons. Performance between iOS and Android apps is inconsistent. Some phones have volume rockers that don't work well with clamp. The battery cannot be removed or replaced. Video features. Hit and miss. The companion app still kind of confusing. The OM4 is a great basic gimbal, especially if your iPhone is using it. Although it handles the basics well, advanced features can be difficult to access depending on which smartphone you have. What's inside the box? DJI OM4 smartphone gimbal tripod stand, adjustable wrist strap, cable USB-C to USB, a magnetic ring to attach your smartphone, attachment tools and guides, magnetic clamp to attach a phone, soft carry bag, a magnetic grip, which is relatively thin, lightweight, and is made of metal. DJI provided two options for the Osmo Mobile 3, a standard kit that included the essentials and a combo kit with a hardshell bag, tripod stand, and other accessories. The OM4 is sold in a single package and does not include a hardshell bag. Although it is disappointing that there is no hardshell case, DJI may have a good reason. It does simplify the purchase process, as you no longer have to choose between a regular and deluxe package. You get what you see. DJI OM4 design. The only significant difference between this year's model and last year's model is the name change. The Osmo Mobile 4 uses a magnetic attachment system for attaching any smartphone to the robot gimbal arm. This increases the price but also offers more convenience and a seamless experience, should inspiration strikes. With the last year's Osmo Mobile 3 launch, DJI won us over in 2019. The unique folding ability of the Osmo Mobile 3 made it our favorite smartphone gimbal. We're now going to review the DJI Osmo Mobile 4. DJI kept the majority of the design elements of the new gimbal unchanged. It added a new feature to the gimbal arm, a magnetic mount. This allows you to quickly access your phone without having to reset it. The Osmo Mobile 4 was designed to make filming with a gimbal seriously easy. You can use any phone with our 37mm filters mounted to your case. The Osmo Mobile 4 is a three-axis powered gimbal that features a pistol grip design. The body is made of strong polycarbonate and has a rubberized mount. The Osmo Mobile 3 is slightly heavier at around a pound, but it's still quite compact overall. When folded, it measures 7.4 by 2.8 by 2.8 inches, HWD. In order to slim the design down from the previous model, DJI updated the connector to a magnetic, spring-loaded grip that attaches to your phone. This was done to reduce the overall design. Although it's great in theory, you will have problems if your phone has center-mounted buttons like the Google Pixel 4 and other phones with this connector. It was able to work with larger handsets such as the iPhone 11 and the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. However, depending on the thickness of your phone, you may have to take it out. The thumb slide joystick is used to pan and tilt the device, as well as a multi-purpose button and an image capture button. A battery indicator is also included. On the left is a zoom slider. The trigger on the front can be used for switching cameras or turning on sports mode. You will find a USB-C charging port as well as a USB-A port that acts as a trickle charger. The box contains a folding gimbal and a tripod. A magnetic attachment attaches to your phone. A wrist strap is included. There's also a storage pouch. A special magnetic adapter is included for smaller phones. There's also an easy-to-use manual. Although the tabletop tripod is an excellent addition, it's quite basic. This tripod is a great starter option for bloggers and low-light photographers, as well as those who use hyperlapse or time-lapse. Its build quality is not great. The legs are likely to snap if you place too much weight on them. You can swap the standard tripod thread for a stronger set of legs if your preference is. Despite being made of plastic, its build quality is excellent and it is easy to use one-handed. Although it's simple to switch functions quickly with any number of buttons, this can be a steep learning curve for those who are new to the device. You can quickly switch between landscape and portrait mode using the various buttons on the board. A trigger locks the phone in place with one press and hold, and activates active track. It recenters and toggles rear and front camera modes depending upon how many presses. Battery life. You'll be amazed at the OM-FA's endurance. It can last up to 15 hours on a single battery charge. The OM-4 charges very quickly via USB-C, taking just 2.5 hours to reach 100%. That's pretty much the same as the Osmo 3, and while it's slightly disappointing to see the price tag rise without any marked improvement in alleged battery life, 15 hours is a lot. Two magnetic mounts. Two types of magnetic mounts are included in the Osmo Mobile 4 box. The first type is the metal clamp, above. The clamp is used to secure your phone's edges. The phone must be no wider than 84 millimeters and no thicker than 10 millimeters. Finally, attach the clamp to the magnetic mount on the gimbal. Although the clamp is quite heavy-duty, it cannot withstand much thickness. In other words, your phone is likely going to need to be naked or in a very slim case for the clamp to work correctly. The clamp can be used to snap your phone onto or off the gimbal arms whenever you want. This has the advantage that your phone will always be in the exact same spot it was before you took it off. This means that you don't have to calibrate the gimbal each time you take your phone off. This could be a huge time saver for long exposure shots. The box also includes a magnetic ring holder. This goes beyond the standard clamp. The ring can be attached directly to your smartphone, where it will stay put. It almost looks like an all-metal pop socket. It can be attached to the gimbal, and you can use it to snap your phone onto it whenever you want, without having to clamp it. DJI offers cleansing wipes, protective stickers, and a guide to attach the ring to your smartphone. DJI OM 4 Dyna Zoom. This mode creates a dynamic zoom experience by using a background perspective. This effect is common in TV and movies. The camera moves in, out, so the background changes, but the subject, usually an actor, remains centered in the frame. The DJI OM 4 was designed by a company that is well known for making drones. The DJI OM 4's story mode will add cinematic camera movement to your footage with just a few taps. Dynamic zoom simulates advanced dolly zoom techniques. Gesture control with tracking even opens up the gimbal for use by vloggers. The Dyna Zoom is dependent on the zoom setting of your smartphone's camera. This means that the quality will be very low. This can look really professional and cool if you have the right background. This was my best attempt. App features and video quality. The DJI Osmo Mobile 4 can be connected to your smartphone using Bluetooth. It also uses the DJI Mimo app for control, firmware updates, and other custom features. The DJI app is not required if you are only trying to capture Steadicam-style videos. It all depends on the phone you have. You can record at 30 fps on the Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. You can't use slow-mo, so you will have to use Samsung's app to capture slow motion. You wouldn't want to use the DJI Mimo app if you could just use your phone's built-in camera. It all depends on the phone. You have many frame rate and resolution options for video if you use the iOS Mimo app. Android's app experience is generally more frustrating than iOS. The thumb slide joystick lets you choose from every option in the iOS app, but it is only available for photos and video. You can't close the Android app on certain screens. In these cases, you will need to go back a few pages to get to your home screen. DJI is well aware of these issues. It posts a disclaimer when connecting OM 4 to Android phones. This states that DJI works with manufacturers to obtain API access, so features might be limited or changed. It's helpful to know this, but it doesn't make the experience any easier. Although parity between DJI's iOS and Android apps is a bit lacking, there are still reasons to use it for video. Active Track has been enhanced. This feature uses object recognition to locate a subject. You can also use your fingers to count down to begin video capture with a gesture control component. HYPERLPASE and time-lapse. The app supports hyperlapse and time-lapse. Time-lapse stitches still image into a 4K video. It takes still photos at intervals of 0.5 second up to 60 seconds. Full second increments begin at 1 second. You can also find a motion lapse option in the setting. This allows you to set 4 waypoints using the joystick. It will give you a closer look at the motion lapse look that you can achieve with an interchangeable lens camera or motorized slider. Hyperlapse is time-lapse captured video where you can freely move around and have full control over the gimbal. Hyperlapse works with both Android and iOS. It supports 1080p and 720p videos at speeds of 5x to 30x. You can zoom in and out of this mode, but you cannot zoom. Active Track allows you to keep your lens centered on the subject even if you move around. DJI OM 4 Slow Motion. Slow motion is only available via the iOS app. Although it would be nice if the features worked well, you will see persistent flickering in our test video once the effect is activated. The DJI OM 4 can be used to take still images if desired, but there are some limitations compared to what you will find on your smartphone. These include the absence of a night mode for the low-light shot or a portrait and landscape mode. Panoramic image stitching. The DJI OM 4 offers many options for panorama image stitching, but it all depends on which app and smartphone you are using. The iOS app offers the ability to create 3x3 or 240-degree panoramas. The 3x3 gimbal is faster than previous versions and produces consistent results. The 240-degree option allows for a more distorted panorama and works well. You can still get a panoramic shot with the sweep mode, which is available in the iPhone's camera app. Android offers the same options, but results can be very different. The 3x3 panorama was tested with a Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. We noticed distortions and warping in the test shots, even though the tripod was attached to the gimbal. Each Android phone is different and will produce results that may not be the same. CloneMe, a new feature that allows you to place your subject in 3 different places in a panoramic photo, is now available. Although it sounds great in theory, it is not practical in practice. As it takes 3 shots, the app will tell you to keep your subject within a set reference line. However, in testing, the phone seemed to be able to pan approximately 45 degrees to the right to capture something completely different. Dyna Zoom, another feature, creates a cinematic effect by moving slowly towards or away from your subject when you shoot video. This simple feature works well and can be used to capture footage for longer videos. Spin Shot spins your smartphone to create a spinning effect. This could be useful for transitions orb roll, but it didn't work with the 4 phones we tested. DJI OM 4 Story Mode. This mode is the most important feature of the DJI Mimo app and has seen many improvements since last year. Story Mode lets you quickly create professional-looking edits, complete with a soundtrack. Follow the instructions, and the app will put it together for you. You can instantly share the clip to your social media accounts once you are done. You can use the story shortcut within the camera mode to simultaneously shoot and edit a video. The app and the gimbal can work together to create short edited videos with motion effects that are based on the template you select. The gimbal can add tilt effects to 360 videos, create motion blur between clips, and create fast gimbal movement. One of the most important upgrades is the ability to remove the DJI ending card and watermark from your stories. The tool to remove them was not easy to find in the past. The app will now ask you to remove the ending card and watermark when you create your first story. You will also be asked if you wish to keep them permanently off. This is a wonderful change. Without a doubt, story mode is the star feature of DJI's gimbal series. Performance. We had a 15-hour battery that lasted more than a full day of recording. It doesn't run as hot and as fast as the DJI Osmo Mobile 3. When showing off this gimbal series, the two most frequently asked questions are, how long does it last? Is the battery removable? Both cases are smug and elaborative. The Ohm 4 DJI can last 15 hours on a single battery with a 2,450 mAh capacity. The iPhone 11 Pro Max has a 3,969 mAh size. We also charged our smartphone via the USB-A port. This was very handy as we could set the screen brightness to its maximum. As some people like to say, 15 hours isn't 24 hours. However, no one uses a gimbal for every second they're out creating video. There are many stops and starts. You also need to get enough sleep. For most people, 15 hours of sleep is enough to last them a whole day. Moreover, the Ohm 4 DJI was less hot than Osmo Mobile 3 during a shoot in the sun. The Note 20 Ultra was much hotter while recording video. DJI claimed that the new gimbal had improved motors, which helps in stabilization. Accessories are the last important performance enhancement to mention. Although it was simple to get rid of the bundle, we have done it. The Ohm 4 comes with the grip tripod, which allows you to place the gimbal on its side as soon as you take it out of the box. The 1/4-inch mount is essential for this gimbal to stand on its own. Without one, you won't be able to take a time lapse or move. Other features are almost identical. The other shooting modes in the Mimo app are stuff you would expect from any other gimbal: stills, video, time-lapse, motion lapse, and panorama. Other specialized features like hyper-lapse and active track by DJI are not available here. Active track needs to make more progress. This feature should be the best of the Mimo app, but it fails to deliver consistently. Active track will not follow your subject if it is too far from you or too fast. Active track worked fine when she was close to me, but it failed when she ran. It will be great if DJI can improve active track. It's an enjoyable perk, provided it works correctly. Conclusion. The DJI Ohm 4 follows up to the 2019 DJI Osmo Mobile 3 in 2019. The Ohm 4 is a slight name change aside from the new magnetic clip. It also has the ability to attach your smartphone to the gimbal arm. Smooth footage adds a lot more production value to your video than just handholding. You can also add different forms of moving time lapse and subject tracking to the mix. If you want to read more information, please access our site LucidCam to update the latest news. Read more: DJI Osmo Mobile 2 Review, Best Choice for You 2021 DJI Osmo Plus Review, Best Choice 2021 for You DJI Osmo Pocket Review, Best Choice 2021 for You.